T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Currently, it is 8:43 on this November 30th, day 93 of the Ida recovery, and I don't know of a worse way to start the new year than by finding out that your job that was pretty well paying is not going to be there anymore, and that's what a lot of people in Belchase are looking at, what with the closure of the Phillips 66 Alliance Refinery. Kirk Lapine joins us, our friend, president of Plaquemines Parish. Kirk, one day you have to stop by, and we'll just put a microphone in front of you, and you can be an in-studio guest here in Belchase. How's that sound?
Be ready. I'll pass by. I don't have to go at 4.
What's that, sir?
I don't have to go at 4. I said, yeah, I could just be right.
Come on up the road, and we'll put a microphone on you, and we'll have an in-studio guest. That's one of my goals about working from home before all of this is over that I want to accomplish. On a serious note, right, there is no worse way than to start the new year by finding out you're losing your job. And are you finding out more about the closure of the Phillips 66 Alliance Refinery?
What I know now, Tommy, is talking to some of the individuals there that, I thought or heard that January 7th would be their last day. Now what I'm understanding it, they moved it to February 7th. I think there was something to do with they didn't give them enough time, a union rights or something. So I know it's prolonging the agony, but at least it might give some of these people another more opportunity to maybe find another job or to look, you know, within or somewhere in the parish or somewhere. But from what I understand, they got till February 7th.
It's another month at least of pay, if nothing else. What are you hearing anecdotally from people that have these high-paying jobs there? What are they telling you? Have they expressed, you know, no names or anything like that, but have they expressed plans to you about what they plan to do?
Well, concern is a word, apprehensive, unknown. You know, to just have a pretty stable job for so many years, and like the rug's been pulled out from underneath you. You know, with really not a lot of notification. I mean, we know it was damaged during the storm. We was hoping they would rebuild, that Phillips 66 would make that investment. They chose not to, you know, but we on the administration have been trying to find investors. I have spoke with a few and put them in touch with the Phillips 66 officials and see if there's any kind of chance or opportunity there that they can land and maybe get this plant back up and operational.
How optimistic are you that something like that could happen?
Well, look, we're going down swinging when I can say what we can do, you know, as the government and try to get this facility running, get those people back to work. Even if it's a scaled down version, I understand that's not the most opportune position we want to be in. But I want to make sure that we don't lose something that's been so valued to Plaquemines Parish for so many years.
Where does the union figure into this, Kirk? Because I could see where if I'm a potential investor, I'll say, okay, I'm going to come in and I'm going to operate it. But I'm not going with the union. I'm not going to sign a union deal, and that means that the salaries, I guess, would be reduced substantially. Or does the union factor in any of this at all?
Well, that's probably in the negotiating factors. And look, we try to stay clear of that. We just want to make sure that we don't miss anyone who would want to try to have an opportunity to invest here, invest into that refinery, and get it operational. So that's our goal, is to try to find somebody. The logistics and all the big things that happen, the big ticket items that happen, if they do buy, that's really up to them and the investor. But if we don't try or just, you know, forget about it, it'll never pan out. So it's something that we continue to look for, and look for investors to get this plant back up and operational.
I see a statement here from Greg Garland, Chairman, CEO of Phillips 66. Our decision was a difficult one. We understand it has profound impact on our employees, contractors, and the broader Belchase community. We'll work with them to help through this transition and support them as Alliance takes on a new role in our portfolio. I understand all of that, but have they done anything? What does that mean, Kirk, in terms of what you've seen or what they've done?
They've been very vague with government officials, and I mean, maybe that's their right, and that's their company slogan or the way they want to operate. I wish they would have. You're right. Provided more information, provided more support or resources for these people. I don't know if they're allowing some of these workers to transfer to other facilities. I haven't heard a lot of chatter about that. So, they're holding their cards very close to their vest, and it's been almost trying to get information out.
There's no chance, and I don't mean to get stuck on this union thing, and I don't understand how oil and gas works, but is that a point at all with the cost in terms of operating the – I don't know what happens nationally with oil and gas or if it's all union jobs or not, but could Phillips 66 be using this as a way to break the union and operate it without a union contract?
You know, Tommy, when this finally went down, I had time to reflect. Sometimes – my personal opinion is they're using it as a mechanism of a position and strategy. They have their own strategy. I have my own opinion. I don't know if they're using it for leverage to reorganize. It's kind of perplexing the way that they're doing this and the way things are going down. So, again, I have my own opinion, but I don't know if they're just trying to play the game. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Because that's what I'm thinking, but we'll see. I want to talk to you about what effect it's going to have on the parish when we come back. 8:51, 9 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:56 now, WWL First News Time. Got the code word coming up in 2 minutes for the Disney vacation we're giving away. Quickly to Kirk Lapine, president of Plaquemines Parish. At what point, Kirk, does the parish begin to feel the loss of income from this closing of the refinery?
We will see some of this. It's going to be more of a trickle-down effect. It's not going to explode overnight. We're going to see when this takes effect. It will, not only us, it will be our stores, our grocery stores, our gas stations, our restaurants. They will see that too, but the monetary value of the parish and the sheriff and the school board, all these entities, you will see a gradual downturn in the next couple of years. But like I said, it's not going to happen next week as soon as they close down. It's going to see, a gradual downturn in the revenues coming in.
Quickly on a higher note, lighter note rather, tell me about the Orange Festival this weekend.
Oh, yeah, we're pretty excited, and it looks like, I'm watching the weather yesterday, it looks like it's going to be in the 70s, so wonderful time. Fort Jackson on Saturday, we have the fun run in the morning, and I think the festival opens at 10, and it goes on to almost 9 o'clock that night. Then it is kicked back up Sunday, and it closes about 4 o'clock on Sunday. Rides, games, come down to the fort and come eat the best oranges and the best seafood that you ever had in your life. And we look forward to seeing you in Plaquemines Parish.
Thank you, Kirk. Appreciate your time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.